This is FNX. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Nick, and this is Slamcast. Now, I know I haven't been around in a while, and I apologize for that. Mostly because of the fact that I haven't been able to talk. If you can tell, my voice is still a little bit gone, but I'm back. I had some serious, upper respiratory, laryngitis, or some crap. But anyways, I am back. And I wanted to jump right into this podcast. Last night, I was watching the WWE draft on SmackDown, along with my co-host, Phil Money. And this just really pissed me off beyond, you know, anything that has just... I can't even put into words. Heath Slater not being drafted to Raw or SmackDown. Now, I understand this might be some type of storyline, you know, spoof, funny thing. But the whole point of it is, this is a prime example of what WWE does to guys that they don't know what to do with. The guys have a huge, unlimited amount of talent. Heath Slater, no matter what they've given him, 3MB, the social outcast, you know, he was the tag team champion. He did the whole Legends feud in 2012. And then, of course, when he debuted in 2010 with Nexus, he was also one of the other standout guys as well. So it amazes me that once again, with people who have such an unlimited amount of talent and charisma, you know, guys like Damian Sandow, guys like Cesaro, which they're finally doing something with. Heath Slater, in my opinion, is an untapped resource. I love his gimmick. I've always loved the one-man band gimmick. He's very charismatic. He's really good in the ring. Give him the Intercontinental title. Have him challenge The Miz for the Intercontinental title. Have a feud between him and The Miz. Or even have him after... I don't know if you really want to put him against Rusev because, you know, that would just be relatively a squash match for the most part. But the whole point of my discussion is between the Raw and SmackDown roster, it is perfectly put that once again, in their eyes, SmackDown is the B show, and they basically picked a big group of guys. I mean, obviously, there's a good chunk that are, top talent in their eyes. But the majority of them, they're just people they keep around on the roster for main event and superstars, pre-show matches, stuff like that. To me, it's just damn disrespectful. I understand that not everybody can be the top guy. There has to be guys on the top. There has to be guys in the mid card, there has to be the lower mid card. Everyone has a place on the show. I get that. I understand that. But the point I'm trying to get across to not only WWE and the internet wrestling community, but just listeners of this podcast, why is it that the guys who we get behind on a regular basis, or at least, you know for a fact that these guys, if given the right opportunity and the ball, they're going to roll with it. They're going to run with it like nobody's business. And then the guys who get it, drop it. I mean, they've dropped the ball so many times with guys like Heath Slater. They did it with Damian Sandow. Another good example, Zack Ryder. It amazes me on the amount of just lack of creativity. That's what it is. It's lack of creativity. It's a lack of imagination in the booking process. You know, at least in my opinion, it's kind of like the old adage of, and at least in their eyes, is if it's not broke, don't fix it. The problem is it is broke. The process is antiquated. It is beyond, you know, outdated by any means. It's reached the point where it's 2016. It's the reality era, the new era. The NXT guys, you know, were drafted. Guys like Finn Balor. You got Nia Jax. Who else did they? Well, of course, you know, Apollo Crews has been on the main roster for a short period of time. And Carmella. Chad Gable and Jordan. It just, you know, it just boggles my mind that in this big talent pool that WWE has, they sign all these people at the Performance Center to you know, be brought in and work for NXT, but they, and this is just my opinion, if other people agree with me, great, but the thing of it is that just, I don't know, it makes my blood boil. It really does, because I've loved this business my entire life. I've been a wrestling fan my entire life. Excuse me, I gotta get a drink real quick. But it just, I just can't really understand the reasoning behind the process of them going, okay, we got a draft coming up. Let's release these guys. You know, I understand releasing El Torito because they weren't using him, and you know, in the particular situation with the, you know, Primo and Epico going to a different gimmick of being the Shining Stars, they didn't no longer need him. And then, of course, well, I call him Dutch Mantel because that's, you know, what was it? It just, with, okay, perfect example, Alberto Del Rio. Alberto Del Rio and is not boring. He's boring when it comes to the way that they book him. He's really good in the ring. He always has been. He's a legend. He comes from a legendary family. The gimmick that he originally had with him coming out in the expensive cars and being the you know, over the top guy, that was perfect. And it seems like ever since they brought him back, even before when they, you know, they brought him back and they decided to put him in that horrible stable of the League of Nations with Rusev and Sheamus and Wade Barrett, which, bad news Barrett, there's another guy who they let slip through their fingers. It almost makes me sad to the point where, like, there's been times where I've wanted to even give up on any of the people that I stand behind as a superstar even being in and around in the company anymore. Because when Wade Barrett was getting over as Bad News Barrett, I think that's when they're like, okay, well, he's getting over and we don't want him to in this way, so it's done. Curtis Axel, Bo Dallas. There's a huge list of guys who are such great additions to the roster, yet they get passed over constantly. Luke Harper, Braun Strowman. I don't really know enough about Braun Strowman, but I think he's a flash in the pan, to be honest. Nothing against Eric Rowan, but Luke Harper can do very well on a singles career by himself, along with the Wyatt family, as soon as he gets back from his injury. Kalisto and Sin Cara can be perfectly fine as singles competitors. Eva Marie. Everybody hates Eva Marie. And what exactly is the reason for them hating Eva Marie? Is it because it's like the female John Cena, where, well, I wouldn't really put it that way, but in their eyes, it's like, okay, we've got somebody who has been forced upon us. You will like this person. Here you go. As opposed to the natural process of okay, here's a person, we're going to introduce you to them, you're going to see how they work, and then you could decide for yourselves on whether you want to support this person or not. And that's pretty much what happened with Eva Marie. She was put on the Total Divas show. She actually learned how to wrestle correctly. But by that time, too many fans just soured on her. Roman Reigns, you know, I did a video on YouTube, which go check out the YouTube channel. The link's down below, the 90s guy. The conversation that I had, which I believe the video has close to 700 views, was why do fans hate Roman Reigns? Go watch the video. It's a perfect explanation as to why fans hate Roman Reigns. Just like the exact reason why the fans hated The Rock at first. You have to let these people find their own creativity. I mean, with some direction, of course. But you have to let them be themselves. You can't let them be a carbon copy of something that's already been. Or if the fans don't like it, you don't have to go exactly the way the fans want it. But at least go into that direction, because the fans are the ones that pay the money to go see the shows. The fans are the ones that buy the merchandise. The fans are the ones who fork out their hard-earned money to make WWE what it is. So, I wouldn't necessarily say cater to them. You know, that'll never happen. And obviously, I wouldn't want WWE to cater to fans 100%. You know, because, I mean, I don't disagree with every decision they make. But there are a lot of decisions in the booking process and the creative of character development that just drive me insane. I could see this, what was it, No Hate Jose. I don't know what to think of that guy. When you stick somebody with a gimmick that is not long-lasting, it kind of makes things difficult for them after a while. You know, sort of like what they did with Brodus Clay. Fandango is another guy who is I'm glad he's still being used. Guys like R-Truth. I'm glad R-Truth's still around. I respect the guy immensely. I actually met him a couple weeks ago, along with him and Goldust, Enzo and Big Cass, Becky Lynch, Kane, Big Show. I met a bunch of them at the house show that was near me. Really great show. If you've never been to a WWE live event, you need to go. It's really awesome. Had to get a drink real quick again. I apologize for the quality of my voice. Like I said, I've been having some upper respiratory cold issues, so stuff like that. So, but I mean, in all honesty, it's kind of like a never-ending process of them getting people who are very talented. People get behind them, and then they just don't know what to do. It's like they get to a certain point. Yeah, Fandango is another example of someone that they did not continue their commitment to. Tyler Breeze, I was expecting so much for them to put so much effort behind him. And instead, they put him in a tag team with Fandango, which is fine. They're both entertaining. They're both charismatic. So at least they're doing something. But I just wanted to come on here and do this little discussion. There will be more podcasts very, very soon, I promise. But I just want to thank those guys at FNX Network for having me. And go listen to the other podcasts. And I will see you all later.
Hey, this is Jake Johnston from the world's almost finest podcast on the FNX Network, reminding you that if you've yet to check out our show, what are you waiting for?
Ghostbusters song is so iconic.
No, I'm not talking about the physical.
We're about to fist fight right now.
I can say that because I paid to see her in a concert with the Backstreet Boys, and she played for 10 minutes. F*** her.
The World's Almost Finest podcast talks about a plethora of different subjects, whether it be movies, television, comic books, video games, or anything else that might pop into our brains at a moment's notice.
If you're not going to have a sequel, what's worse is having a prequel.
Think about it. Anakin was like a chest and a head. That's pretty much all Obi-Wan left of him.
Basically, a chest, let's say a torso, and a neck, and a head.
I mean, he almost had as much left as RoboCop.
And you never quite know who just might stop by to join in on the conversation.
This is the Monster Abyss from Impact Wrestling.
We are the Meek Sisters. My name is Olivia.
And my name's Alana.
Well, I'm Mike Finkelstein, co-creator of Dodeca System.
I'm currently standing here with artist Brooke Allen. She does the artistry for a little comic book called Lumberjanes, and I'm thankful you're able to join me here for this.
Oh, thankful to be here.
Check out the world's almost finest podcast on the FNX Network.
That's kind of awkward, isn't it?
A little bit.
Ballers Podcast, where we talk NBA news, trades, and anything else related to basketball. We're insightful.
Lance Stephenson, he's going to be a fucking an all-star this season.
Serious.
I've got a certain spot to fill, but Millie usually fills it with the D.
Sounds pretty fluent to me.
Nah, that's being edited.
Professional.
Harrison Barnes. Dude, follow me again. There's no need to unfollow me. I'm sorry for whatever I did.
And most of all, welcoming to new fans.
Anyone that is not a basketball fan that is all of a sudden a basketball fan looking for a team, this is what I say to you. We don't want you.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, FNX.network, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts. That's the Big Ballers Podcast. Like sitting next to a bunch of guys in the pub who think they know about ball.
Buy my song and I won't...
Chew the Defence is the opinionated, entertaining football show with serious debates you're looking for. We have a variety of guests from ex-footballers to journalists, members of parliament to athletes. Every month, former Chelsea, Swansea and Brighton striker Leon Knight weighs in with his opinions on night vision. So tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, ShootTheDefence.com and the FNX Network and let Stel, John, Mike and Stuffy give you a free football lesson. Follow us on Twitter at ShootTheDefence.